Latino little Pepe Tuala was born and raised in Porirua. Her parents are Ngaluman Mana Jerry Leau Pepetele and Anne Leau Pepetele. She attended Postgate School and St. Mary's College in Wellington before moving to Victoria University and then Teachers College. Fortino started teaching in 2005 in Porirua, Brisbane, Samoa and Auckland. More recently, she taught at Holy Family School and this year started at Bishop Viard College as head of department for intermediate level, now rebranded as Fa'avai, the foundation of the school. Fortino is also a mother of a five-year-old daughter, Ella Rose, and joins us for a chat about how they're celebrating Samoan Language Week at Bishop Viard College this week. Talo Falava Fortino, thank you so much for joining us.
Talo Fa'itia, thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. So tell us, I see that you have taught in Porirua, Brisbane, Samoa and Auckland. How was your experience of teaching in Samoa? How long were you there for?
So I was in Samoa for just over a year and I taught at Viala Beach School. It was an amazing experience to be in my father's homeland and to live and breathe and be there. It was an experience that I'll never forget. It was a time where I could connect with my culture and just, try something different, which was fantastic.
And were you able to catch up with some of Dad's family? Does Dad still have brothers and sisters still in Samoa?
Yes, he's still got lots of family in Samoa and in American Samoa. We were quite fortunate that we have always travelled back to Samoa, so Faleasi'u, where he's from, it's like a second home to us, so we've been going there since we were quite little. We lived there when I was 7 as well and went to school as well for a while. So there's a really strong connection to being back in Faleasi'u. And even though my language isn't very strong, like we've had the experience of having to have a shower out of the tank water and the buckets and just being able to sit at the feet of my grandfather as he was in the village council and things like that. So going back to Samoa was really like going back home for me.
So you said earlier that it is your father's homeland. So am I to assume that your mum is not Samoa?
That's correct. So my mum is from Australia and has been here since the 1960s. Unfortunately, none of her family are here in New Zealand. So we actually grew up more with Dad's family and have probably a stronger affiliation to our Samoan side. But Mum comes from a typical Balangi family where she's got a brother and a sister, and I've got about maybe 7 or 8 first cousins. So it's quite different to Dad's family where there are a multitude of cousins. So yeah.
And did Mum come back to Samoa with you when you went back as a 7-year-old to Faleasi'u?
Yes. Yeah, she did. So we all lived over in Samoa. Mum worked in Samoa as well. So it was an amazing experience because you get to just be a kid. So I have really strong memories of after school, we would all play with the kids that lived around us. We stayed in Lotopa and we lived down a dirt driveway, and all the kids would come and we'd play lape and all different kinds of games. I've still got scars from falling over during those games. So it was a really nice way to grow up. Like, you could just be kids, and every weekend we would go back to Faleasi'u, and those are my really strong memories of being with my grandfather and being allowed to sit with him and just be around him and in his presence. I'm really fortunate that we were able to do that, and it's something that I would love to do for my daughter as well.
Gosh, I grew up in Samoa too.
Right.
So going back to the village and you talking about, having a shower out in the tap, that brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
And it really, really was an amazing time where, as you say, being a kid, you could be a kid. You didn't have to worry about neighbors. You didn't have to worry about stranger danger. Everybody was just family as far as you were concerned. So you would have got some understanding of the Samoan language subliminally, if not really, in that childhood
I did. My father came to New Zealand at a time where it was very different, obviously, and his mentality was that for us to get ahead, we needed to speak English. So growing up, he never spoke Samoan to us. We were surrounded by our family who spoke Samoan and friends, but for Dad, he always thought for us to succeed, we needed to speak English. So it's something that we look back on and, you know, we regret that we can't speak more Samoan. But since we have started to grow up more, we've done things like Samoan at university and Anganu'u classes and things like that. But it's been more through my friends and close family that we've been able to learn Samoan. And when I was in Samoa, that's definitely when I could speak it, when I was 7, but then came back to New Zealand and really lost the language a bit. So I've been fortunate to have family and friends that speak it around me, and Dad more so now does, which is really good. And he has such a vast knowledge of Anganu'u and history, and he does want to share that with us. So we're really fortunate in that respect.
Is Granddad still alive?
No, unfortunately he passed away in the early 90s. And so that was really hard, because that was losing the patriarch of our family. But I've been lucky that Dad was able to pass on a lot of the knowledge that he had, and uncles who want to talk about everything historical in our family as well. So Dad has kind of taken on that, that role for us. He's been able to do that.
Speaking of Dad, speaking of the Samoan language, have you been able to get Dad to come in and have a talk with the kids this week for Samoan Language Week?
Not yet, but we will be getting him in to talk to our kids, because our kids, a lot of them haven't been to Samoa, so to have the understanding of what it's like to grow up there, it's missing for a lot of kids. Like, we're quite lucky that we had been back to Samoa and, like I said, you know, showered using a bucket and all those types of things, and you get really used to being able to do it. But I would love my kids to be able to hear the stories of the struggle of those that have gone before them, because it'll give them a better understanding of what life is actually like. But we've got kids here at school who were island born, and I think it's important for them to share their stories with the students here as well.
What has Bishop Viard College done this week to celebrate Samoa Language Week, please, Fortino?
So what we did this week is, on Monday we started with an other ceremony, and that's actually never been done here at Bishop Viard before. We're quite lucky we have two amazing Samoan teachers that have led us. So that's Sammy Seau and Toliafua Setefano. So they have led us, and we were organising a lot of this over the lockdown period. And what they did was organise the other ceremony, and all of the key roles were taken by students. And having spoken to my dad when we talked about it, he said in Samoa they wouldn't get that opportunity, because it's always the matai that are doing all of the launga and doing all of those really important parts. But we thought it was important for our students to have that opportunity to take that leadership role and to go with it. And it would have been easy for the teachers to be able to do that and step up, but that's not really what it's about. It's more about empowering our next generation to be able to do it. And we actually had those boys come and talk to Fa'amai yesterday, and they talked about why it was important for them, how they learned it. One of the first questions that they were asked by one of our students was, how did you feel about having all eyes on you in front of the whole school to do what you did? And Cookie Pellman, he's a year 8, he answered the question and he said, I didn't see it as having all eyes on me. I saw it as seeing having all eyes on my culture. So it was quite profound how they felt about representing their culture and their identity and being able to share it. So that's the first thing that we've done. If you go on to our Facebook and Instagram, we've got a really strong social media presence, and you'll be able to see videos and photos that we've got every year with the school that we've been involved in, we create our own posters for Samoan Language Week. It's great to get them from the Ministry of Pacific Peoples, but it's more important for our kids to be connected to what we put out there. So we always make a point of creating our own Language Week posters. And at the end of this week, we'll have a celebration with Bishop Gibbs Got Talent type thing, where we're going to, in our houses, do Samoan performances. So, yeah.
Your dad is absolutely right. And as you know, Sammy Sa'au is my daughter's partner, which is how we connected. But he was talking about that, and I reflected in the same way that your dad reacted, that growing up in Samoa, children this age would never, ever, even get near the house where the Ava ceremony is being held. That the Matai would say, "Say, oh, kua, fai fai au, you know, go out the back, where we can't see you." But then for our children at college age to partake in this most holy of Samoan ceremonies. Yes. It is a privilege, and it is one that they should savour.
Exactly. So we had Tasi Falifatu, Manfred Safara, Tyrone Leota, Fortino Safara. So they all spoke, and when they actually did their rehearsal on Saturday, like I cried. I was so emotional and so proud of what they were able to do, and it was. They said that, you know, they really didn't have a choice. They just knew that they had to do this for the school, for their culture, for their family. So to be at that kind of age and recognize just how important it is to share this with everybody, it's an amazing experience, and I'm really blessed to be a part of that. And I'm so glad that Sammy and Surya Four were able to put this together for us.
And with 5-year-old Ella Rose, you are wanting to pass on the Fa Samoa and the Ngangana Samoa. How much of a challenge is that as a mum?
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I feel that I'm failing at it at the moment, because we went back to Samoa last year, and that was the first time that she's been to Samoa, which I think was a big key to be able to take her to Samoa. I want to speak more of the language at home, and with Dad still being around, I want to do that. And when she goes to Auckland to her other grandparents, they always speak Samoan to her. But it's something that myself and my husband really need to make a conscious effort to do more of. I know at Holy Family they do a lot of it, which is fantastic. And we just need to, just to make more of an effort to surround it. She knows that she's Samoan, and it's quite ironic. So her dad is full Samoan, but we ended up with this really fair-skinned, blonde-haired little girl who probably doesn't look like your typical Samoan, but so I think it's even more important for her to have a strong grounding in who she is and where she's from. She definitely eats like a Samoan and has a temper like a Samoan, but you know, all the other aspects are definitely things as parents we really need to work on.
Fuatino Leaupepetuala, Head of Department for Intermediate Fa'avai Foundation at Bishop Viard College. Fa'afitaiti le lava molo taimi, thank you for your time, and thank you for the work that you do for our children and our communities.
No, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to speak. I really appreciated it, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
You are most welcome. That is Fuatino Leaupepetuala from Bishop Viard College in Porirua, Wellington.